Welcome to Minnesota Arts on the Road. I'm Glenn Broggett. This time around, we welcome eclectic Minneapolis acoustic trio, The Awkward Sorrows. The Awkward Sorrows plays a blend of originals, some bluegrass and folk standards, with a little George Jones or Hank Williams, and maybe even some Rolling Stones or Elvis Costello in their sets. The Awkward Sorrows consist of Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Bill Geezy, multi-instrumentalist and Twin Cities music veteran Rob Coleman, and former mainstay of the Central Florida music scene for many years and since 1999, a part of the Minnesota music scene, Jim Mee. In this hour, we'll learn more about this recently formed trio and sample the Awkward Sorrows in concert from a recent appearance at Riverfest 2013 at Hearts Park in Thief River Falls in early August 2013. Minnesota Arts on the Road is supported through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now let's sit back and enjoy the Awkward Sorrows. Welcome to Thief River Falls, guys, and let's introduce yourself. So first we'll start off to my right.
Hi, I'm Rob Coleman. I play mandolin, lead, and backup vocals.
Jim Nee, play the dobro, live in the Twin Cities by way of Orlando, Florida.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm Bill Geezy, and I sing and play guitar, and I'll try to make a joke now and then.
Now, could you give us a little bit more background information first on you guys and the music you've played prior to the Awkward Sorrows, and then talk about how you guys came together?
Sure. Actually, you know, mandolin was my first instrument, but in the early 80s, I met some reggae musicians and just started playing keyboards, and then got a chance to join a group called Shangoya, which was one of the more popular regional reggae and calypso groups back in the day, and did that for several years, and then got into the web design and advertising business, quit playing completely till about 10 or 12 years ago, pick up the mandolin again, and kind of mixing all my influences in the music that I play, or for better or worse.
Did most of my playing in Orlando, Florida, the Disney hotels, playing in a country show band, played pedal steel, electric guitar. In the last 6-7 years, I've taken up the dobro, and I'm playing that exclusively now.
Now, that was, Jim, you failed to mention, you opened up for the Allman Brothers, didn't you?
Well, it was a remnants. It was like Butch Trucks band right after they broke up, but it was most of them.
Humble musicians are funny. Let's see, I've played bluegrass for a long time, but a lot of rock and roll. I've had, my ex-wife used to say, oh my lord, another band, because I would just change them all the time. And I've wound up with being so happy with, now, Awkward Sorrows, this trio. I had my biggest success as far as fame and fortune writing Age of Innocence, and was nominated for a Bluegrass Grammy by Kate McKenzie. And I suppose Emmylou Harris saving one of my songs, Waiting Out the Storm. Emmylou said, that's a good song. We shouldn't cut that from this record. And so Emmylou Harris sang back on one of my songs. But that's all I got. I write songs and do my best.
Hold the handle and watch them spin. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Seems today I've lost a lot. But if you keep on dropping coins in the dollar slot, well, how long I've been here, I don't know. It's long past time for me to go. I just can't stop until I win. Jackpot's getting closer every spin. Pull the handle and watch them spin. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Seems today I've lost a lot. Oh, but I keep on dropping coins in the dollar slot. Last paycheck in half an hour. I got cash advances on all my credit cards. I gotta win it back, gotta win it back and more if I ever wanna walk through my front door. Hold the handle and watch them spin. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Seems today I've lost a lot. But I keep on dropping coins in the dollar slot. Ka-ching! Just doomed them to desperate poverty. I can't stay here, I can't go home, I just can't cope. I got no money, got no job, I got no hope.
Hold the handle and watch them spin. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. It seems today I've lost a lot. But I keep on dropping coins in the dollar slot. Seems today I lost everything I got. But I keep on dropping coins in the dollar slot.
Here's a little number of mine I wrote about losing somebody. Tucked in the pocket was a note. In that old suit I used to wear, a few simple lines you wrote to let me know how much you care. Been in that closet for so long. Last time I wore it, I don't know when. Till I heard that you had gone. I had to take it out again. So I took it off the rack to see if that old suit still fit. And it felt fine across the back. But the front had shrunk a bit. Found a matchbook from a bar back when I used to smoke and drink. Inside the cover, words of love were written in blue faded dressed in that old suit, put on a tie and combed my hair. I put a shine on my best boots, like we was going out somewhere. I stopped to buy a pretty card to leave you one last lover's note. An answer to the one I found in the pocket of my coat. In the pocket of my coat.
This is Minnesota Arts on the Road with our special guest, The Awkward Sorrows.
Rob, you mentioned Shangoya. Can you tell us about that part of your music career a little bit more and that experience of being in that group? And how far did that band actually go before things kind of started to go to the wayside?
We made some records. We traveled as far as Winnipeg and Thunder Bay and down as far as Wichita, St. Louis, Chicago, throughout the region. Never took off on a national level, but we were very popular and used to draw some really big crowds. Remember, every year we played at Lake Harriet on the 4th of July, and we'd get about 10 or 12,000 people there, and that was really fun. Played on the same bill with Chicago and some other groups I remember at some festivals, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That transition you made from reggae to more of the bluegrass inspired stuff, what was that like, that transition? I mean, from going from two different styles, but there were still some similarities.
Oh yeah, there's definitely some similarities. If you notice, both reggae and bluegrass have that backbeat thing going on, similar to what you do on the keyboards and what you do on the guitar, or in my case the mandolin. It certainly was a quite a transition, and I didn't sing when I played reggae, and singing has definitely been a different experience for me and songwriting. So
this old box may not be all that pleasing, but it helps keep the cold out at night. And as long as it stays above freezing and it don't rain, well, I'll be all right. Mark my words, I'm bound to be leaving.
Yeah, I know I said it before, but I can't think of one single reason for sticking around here anymore. 'Cause I stayed too long in the city, hoping my luck might turn around. So I'm going back to California, where a man can still sleep on the ground. Covered in sand. So when that big old red sun starts to setting, and you got no place to lay down your head, just pull yourself up a nice stretch of beach, lay down by the water instead. City, hoping my luck might turn around, but I'm going back to California, where a man can still sleep on the ground.
Or a forwarding address. She could have given me a chance to make it better. Oh, what made her so unhappy? And why did I have to guess? Through some friends I tracked her down to a trailer park at the edge of town, where I found out she's not living alone. Guess I might have known. Oh, either on my way up, or I'm on my way back down. Gotta get my feet on solid ground. I'm on a seesaw, my life is always up and down. That's not the way I wanna live. Gotta get my feet on solid ground. I'm on a seesaw. Even though she's shacking up, it doesn't mean I'm cracking up. Even though she's shacking up with him, he'll never win her love away from me. I should have left that girl alone and started over, but I've never been a quitter.
just couldn't let her go. I should have left the trailer when she didn't want to listen. First I pleaded, then he threatened. It was way out of control.
Sounds like it.
I got the letter yesterday. The sheriff said to stay away, but he can't restrain the love I have for you. I know you still love me too. Oh,
I'm either on my way
or I'm on my way back down. I gotta get my feet on solid ground. I'm on a seesaw. My life is always up and down. That's not the way I wanna live. I gotta get my feet on solid ground. I'm on a seesaw. Even though she's shacking up, it doesn't mean I'm cracking up. Even though she's shacking up with me, he'll never win her love away from me. I'm either on my way up, or I'm on my way back down. I gotta get my feet on solid ground. I'm on a seesaw. My life is always up and down. That's not the way I wanna live. I gotta get my feet on solid ground. I'm on a seesaw.
What's the Awkward Sorrows? What kind of music do you guys play? Who wants to answer that one?
Oh, I think Rob would be the one to answer that.
Okay. Well, I think if I was going to put it in one word, I would say Americana, because that's kind of a catch-all for everything that's kind of country, kind of folk, kind of bluegrass, kind of rock, but it doesn't necessarily fit directly into any of those genres. And you know, or eclectic acoustic music, perhaps, would also be good.
And in your sets, too, from time to time, you guys are known to not only play originals, but pick out some unique covers of some great acts from the past. Talk about some of those covers you do and some of the influence as well that come up and create the sound that is the Awkward Sorrows.
Well, we like to pull songs from different genres of music, like the Rolling Stones, the old traditional tunes, even Bill Monroe. It's just basically, I think our approach to the band is just whatever songs we like, we figure out how to arrange them for our style.
Childhood living, it's easy to do. The things that you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. You know that I can't let you slide through my hands. Wild horse couldn't drag me away. Wild horses will ride them someday. I watched you suffer dull ache and pain. Now you've decided to show me the same. No sweeping exits or offstage lies could make me feel bitter or treat you unkind. Wild horses wild horses will ride them someday.
wild horses, we'll ride them someday. I've got my freedom, but I don't have much time. Faith has been broken, tears must be cried. Let's do some after we die. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild horses, we'll ride them someday.
I want you to be like me, and the more that I know, the less I want to let you go. I'm down on my knees begging your forgiveness, please. The more that I see, the less I want you to be like me. Oh, it's taken me some time, but it's not easy admitting that you've been blind. The more that I try, the less I want our love to die. And the more that we do, the less I want to be away from you. I'll take to the sky, spread my wings and learn to fly. The more that I try, the less I want our love to die. Oh, it's taken me some time, but it's not easy admitting that you. Said, oh, it's taken me some time, but it's not easy admitting that you've been admitting that you've been blind. I said, oh, it's taken me some time, but it's not easy admitting that you've
guys talk about some of the gigs you guys have been able to play? We just got done listening to you guys play in Thief River Falls. What other memorable gigs have stood out since you guys have come together, or even some of the stuff from your musical past?
Well, you know, actually, we are fairly new gigging, and so this Thief River Falls is absolutely at the top of the list right now, and I'm not saying that just to be nice to the audience that might hear this, because we are having the best time. I wanted to mention one thing. Rob had talked about his reggae touring, and I just want to say that there's a funny connection that actually I've been to Wichita once, and Jim walked around that same lake that you talked about. So, I mean, we've been crossing the same paths, just not in such a famous way as you. So,
what's like the three of you guys chemistry-wise playing together, both, you know, on that stage and, you know, practicing and just being around each other in general?
Fantastic. Best ever. We make a mistake, we laugh. We don't make many. We just enjoy each other's company. We were a six-piece band about a year ago, and it just sort of became a three-piece. We talk to each other straight. We're professional when we need to be. We're happy and fun when it feels right. It's I think you guys agree with me. It's just really a good melange of personalities.
You don't hit near as hard as my last band leader.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we have a great time, and we certainly enjoy playing at, you know, all different kinds of venues, outdoor shows like this, clubs, tap rooms is a new big thing, and there are a lot of those around the Twin Cities, and we've been doing that a lot, and you know, we like to try to please every kind of audience. So I don't know how much we succeed at that, but that's our goal.
All right, we're gonna pick it up a little bit here with a number that Rob penned called "I Don't Care What You've Done in the Past." Care what you've done in the past, long as we're together, our love is gonna last. You don't have to tell and I won't ask. I don't care what you've done in the past.
Well, I know I'm not the first to hold you near, kiss your tender lips and whisper sweet things in your ear. You've been living on the cynic side of life, but the sadder and the wiser girl could make a better wife.
I don't care what you've done in the past, long as we're together, our love is gonna last. You don't have to tell and I won't ask. I don't care what you've done in the past.
I ran into that nosy Mrs. Brown.
You did?
She said, that woman you've been seeing, folks say she's been around.
She don't know nothing.
I don't give a hoot what busybodies say.
That's right.
I know that you'll be true to me until my dying day.
I sure will. I don't care what you've done in the past, long as we're together, our love is gonna last. You don't have to tell and I won't ask.
Well, we all regret something we've said or done.
That's for sure.
But we get the chance to start anew with each day's rising sun.
Thank God.
And at each dawn, the place I wanna be is with my loving one and only, cuddled close to me.
Uh-huh. I don't care what you've done in the past, long as we're together, our love is gonna last. You don't have to tell and I won't ask. It's a good thing to be forgiving. That sentiment is a lovely one, Rob. I read somewhere holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and hoping the other guy dies. So that's just my little... I like that one.
Bill's pearls of wisdom.
crashed into me like an avalanche. And I'm in too deep, I must confess. I never even stood a fighting chance against the power you possess. Feels like I'm walking naked on my way to school. I don't even care at all if everybody's in their uniforms when I go walking down the hall. 'Cause what it was something so much more than anything I'd ever felt before. We held each other up there on that stage till everybody had gone home. Behind those curtains in that tight embrace, oh, it felt so right to be alone. We took a ride over the waterfall. We took a ride over the waterfall. Right over the waterfall. Ooh, like a fairy tale. We took down off of the shelf, but in the end I'd still be married and you would be loving somebody else. But we took a ride over the waterfall. Took a ride over the waterfall. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
You're listening to Minnesota Arts on the Road with the Awkward Sorrows.
Where do you see yourselves going with this project, the Awkward Sorrows?
Honestly, I think if we finish our record, our goal is to take it further in playing more gigs and traveling a little bit. We absolutely are not too old to have that dream. I think we're all in our 40s now. 20s. But we absolutely haven't had like a business discussion about that, but it's implied that we're working on a record and we want it to be successful and we would like to move upward.
You know, when I came in, I thought, who are these boy band? What's this boy band doing here? We got these young bucks here playing up here. The Awkward Sorrows. So what would you add on to what he said about where would you like to see this go?
Well, you know, I really love recording, and so I really want to make some really great records, and we record at home. I've got a setup in my attic, Pro Tools setup, and so we can take as much time as we want to get it exactly like we want. And I think you might be surprised when you hear our records, because we do overdub some additional instruments. I play some melodica, bass, You know, you might even hear some Telecaster or pedal steel on there.
And how nice is it and convenient to have these home studio setups? I mean, from the old days when people go into these big studios to charge god-awful rates in some cases.
Oh, yeah, it was so expensive, and you knew you were on the clock, and you were nervous because, you only had so much time. Although, I did have a great experience back when I was in Shangoya because I got to work with David Z, who engineered our one record, Red Pants Jam, who did all the Prince records,
very noted
name. So I did get to work with a lot of cool studio cats, but it's so much more relaxing and fun working at home. And
So what are we looking at as far as timetable goes for this release? You say you've been working on it here and there. Where would you like to see this, or when would you like to see this album come out?
I have promised myself and the band that it is coming out in the year 2013, so later this year.
You guys ready and raring to go for this record?
Oh, we are so ready to go. We have got a lot of it laid down. We've just ran into some other things that have been sort of sidetracking us, if you will, and we're going to get back on it. And when you were talking about home recording, it occurred to me, my first record, which was called Bill Geezy and the Promise Breakers, it cost me over $20,000 to record. Now, I got a lot of press for it, and it's a really good record. I don't know how much we put a couple $100 into what we've done already, and it's been a lot of hours we've recorded, so it is a beautiful thing, especially in the comfort of a friend's home, on a friend's couch.
Yeah, we don't have to pay the friend either, at least not so far.
Na, 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 na. Well, I'm going overboard over you. I like the things you do. I'm trying to keep my emotions controlled, 'cause I barely know you, and I may be a fool. I'm fooling myself into believing that you care. I may be a fool. I'm a fool who fell for you. That's what I am. Slow dancing on the patio with you. I felt so high, so very high. The taste of your lipstick, it lingered on my lips long after our goodbye. But I may be a fool. Fooling myself into believing that you care. I may be a fool. I'm a fool who fell for you. Oh, that's what I am. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Maybe I have the wrong idea. Well, you're only flirting, only flirting. All I can do is to send this love your way, in the hopes that you'll return it. But I may be a fool, fooling myself into believing that you care. I may be a fool. Oh, I may be a fool, baby, but I'm not fooling when I tell you that I care. I may be a fool. Oh, could you love a fool? Could you love a fool, baby? Na, 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 na. Thank you.
see you with that other guy. I almost lose control. He don't even comb his hair, and you act like you just don't seem to know. I sat behind you on the bus yesterday. You were laughing at his jokes, talking all the way up Abraham and down Monterey. Well, I don't care if I die tonight, or maybe I'll get lucky and lose my sight, but I can't stand to see you anymore. Oh, I had a dream last night. We sailed away to a strange and distant land. We watched the sun go down on that foreign town. Two lovers in the sand. I shined my old brown shoes, you put your new blue dress on. We went drinking and a-dancing till the moon was gone. The band just kept on playing our favorite song. I woke up to children crying in the yard next door. Their dog was barking louder than he ever had before. Heaven help me, I don't think I can make it on my own. Sat behind you on the bus yesterday. You were laughing at his jokes, talking all the way up Abraham and down Monterey. I don't care if I die tonight. Maybe I'll get lucky and lose my sight, but I can't stand to see you anymore. I just can't stand to see you anymore. See you, that's for sure.
You guys are some dapper Dans over here. Talk about the stylish thing, man. You really got it going in the morning.
Well, I just figured, you know, that you guys were so nice to ask us to travel up here, and so we thought we should dress up. And I just have to give a shout out to the Top Shelf in Minneapolis, who made this suit and my shirt and makes the best custom clothes around. I think worth a drive from Thief River Falls if you really want some custom clothing.
Right. Shorter than getting over to Korea is a big place for suits too, isn't it? Right.
Now, any other gigs and events coming up here in the not too distant future as we roll through 2013? We touched on the album, but as far as any gigs and stuff and the like.
Yeah, we have some coming up. We're playing at Harriet Brewing Tap Room next month, but we've kind of cut back on the gigging. Once, because unfortunately we don't make a full living from this, and we do have to work and earn some paychecks. But number two, we want to finish our record, and that's our number one goal right now, is to get that done so that we can go out and do gigs promoting it. So that's we're looking forward to that, and you may see us up here again in the not real distant future.
Now, where can fans go to find out more about the band? Maybe sample some tracks in the future.
AwkwardSorrows.com, and we do have one of the tracks from our album up there for you to sample, and we'd love you to come visit there, and we'd love it if you'd like us on Facebook.
Now, how important to you guys as artists is the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Legacy Fund?
Well, it's great because I don't think we'd be up here today without that, right? So we think it's just fantastic, and we're really glad that some of that money was set aside for the arts.
It's brilliant, and we hope to be somewhat involved in the future with it because it's beneficial to the state and it's beneficial to the musicians.
Now, before we part, gentlemen, you guys have any last words for the listeners today?
Just thanks again for having us up to Thief River Falls, and please visit us at AwkwardSorrows.com.
I totally agree with that. Thank you so much. We had the best time, lovely day, and the most friendly people. Thank you.
Absolutely. Just thank you very much. Really appreciate everybody coming out.
Every time I go back there, I want to climb up those old wooden stairs, back to a time when life had little cares, back when it all made so much sense. But now my life is on another track, and this old house is just another shack, and I know there ain't no going back to the age of
of innocence. I want to ride again across those rocky fields, and I want to feel the wind whipping at my heels. Looking through those cracked and dirty panes, Lord, this old house has seen the winds of change. Oh, how little now remains of the life that I once knew. The time just keeps right on rolling by. You're taking chances if you blink an eye. I know it's useless, but I still cry for the age of innocence. I wanna ride again across those rocky fields. I want to feel the wind whipping at my heels. Oh, those rocky fields, and I want to feel the wind whipping at my heels. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
Innocence. Thank you very much. That's Jim Nee on the Dobro down there, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a round of applause if you would. And that's Rob Coleman in the middle playing the mandolin and singing for you all pretty nice. My name's Bill Giese, and collectively we are Awkward Sorrows, and we write songs every day, every week. So if we had an opportunity to come back next year, we could pretty much guarantee you they'd all be different. And it'd all be pretty new. So
I invite you to visit our website, awkwardsorrows.com, and you please like us on Facebook. You can always use more likes. And hope you enjoyed this, and we're going to do one more tune for you.
Just my attitude. Gotta keep believing that I'll someday get ahead. Everybody needs a reason to get up and out of bed.
But the school of hard knocks is overrated. And by now I'd have graduated. The school of hard knocks is overrated.
Oh, never pass the test, never learn a thing, make the same mistakes over and over. I grew. She's lying on the beach while here it's 20 below. I'm broken, cold, and hungry, and it only goes to show
the school of hard knocks is overrated.
By now I'd have graduated.
The school of hard knocks is overrated.
I'll never pass a test, never learn a thing, make the same mistakes, make the same mistakes.
I was told that if you study hard and stay in school, the doors of opportunity will open up for you. But the teachers here are mean and the bullies play rough. Even if it's building character, I've really had enough.
The school of hard knocks is overrated.
The
teacher gets educated. The school of hard knocks is overrated.
This has been Minnesota Arts on the Road with our special guest, The Awkward Sorrows, recorded in August of 2013, live in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, as part of Riverfest 2013. Photos and audio from this show and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs can be found at RadioNorthland.org. A big thank you to our sound man, Ben Kasharik. Minnesota Arts on the Road is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Pioneer 90.1, I'm Glenn Broggett.